summer wind.
The following CAPE program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. And today it's just radio. We're not doing any Facebook Live video today, simply because today's two guests just don't have access to a camera right now. But I promise you, we will get Dr. Mara DePasquale on camera very soon. I know all of you love him when he's on the show. He's going to be joining me for the first hour. When we talk about a broad discussion on supplementation, people love their supplements. They swear by them. Some are good for health, some for mental and physical performance, others for body composition. We're going to get into all that in just a moment. Then Dr. Stephen Gundry is going to join us at the top of the hour at 1 o'clock to talk about a brilliant new book called The Plant Paradox. I have been waiting for a book like this to come out because it echoes so much of what we talk about on Superhuman Radio for the past almost 12 years now. And so that's later in the show. A couple announcements real quick. If you have not gone to my blog and checked out this new pizza recipe, I have a pizza recipe for you that is like no other pizza recipe you will ever see in your life. Because the crust is made from pureed chicken breast, Parmesan cheese, and egg. And it feels and tastes like crust, but it's chicken. That's right. Some people want to call it chicken Parmesan. I have no problem with that. But it looks and tastes like pizza. And it's 75 grams of protein, 4 grams of carbs, and 28 grams of fat, 550 calories in a single meal. And I promise you, it takes 30 minutes from the time to prep it till you're actually eating it. Actually, prepping it takes minutes in your food processor. So check out that. And also, if you are friends with us on Facebook, we're starting a weekly contest that all you have to do is like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Superhuman Radio Network, and share a show notice. Doesn't have to be everyone, but the more you show, more you share, the more entries you have for that week. We're giving away $100 worth of free product, your choice, Keto Sports or Prototype Nutrition. So you can choose. As long as the $100 includes shipping, you get $100 worth of product and shipping of your choice from either one of those companies or both. You could split it up. Every single week we'll be giving that away. All you have to do is like the Superhuman Radio Network page and share one of the show notices, and you are in. You share more show notices, you're in more times. You have more chances. You do it every single week, you're going to win more often. There's no doubt about it. I guess that's not true. One winner per household. We want to be fair. Okay. On with the show. Dr. Mauro DePasquale. How you doing, Mauro?
I'm doing fine, Carl. How about you?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Listen, I just told about the pizza crust. I just told my wife about it. She's looking it up right now.
Yeah.
That's great.
You know where I got this idea from, Mauro? I was in New York quite a long, probably about 4 years ago, and I went to a restaurant called Quality Italian. I was actually there for a trade show, and we went. Lisa and I went to a restaurant called Quality Italian. Everybody said, order the chicken parmesan. They have the best chicken parmesan. And I don't usually order chicken parm. That's like a tourist item. I'll go for veal salt and boca or something like that. So we ordered the chicken parm. When they came to the table, they put down what looked like a pizza to me. And I said to the guy, we didn't order pizza. He goes, no, that's the chicken parm. I was like, are you kidding me? So I experimented with this recipe. And it wasn't until a company came out with a pizza alternative that I realized the magic was to put the chicken breasts in the food processor with an egg and some Parmesan cheese and process it for about 5 minutes until it turns into a soft paste. Then press that into a disc on a well-oiled cookie sheet. Bake it in the oven for 20 minutes. Flip it. Put your marinara sauce and mozzarella on top and put it back in and bake it for another 7 minutes. You will never believe how delicious these things are. And
well, we're going to try it.
for $3, it's 6 ounces of chicken breast, 3 ounces of Parmesan cheese, and a whole egg. It's like $3.20 to make this 75 grams of protein, 4 carbs, and 28 grams of fat meal. And it's a meal. It's an entire meal in and of itself. It's fantastic.
I think we're going to have that tonight, actually. she's already gone into the kitchen.
When Bonnie goes there, she's going to go, wow, it's done. It literally takes the time it takes to cube up some chicken breast, cube up some Parmesan cheese, and crack an egg, turn it on for 5 minutes, and now you're putting it in the oven. And that's how fast it is.
Yeah, that's great. No doubt about it. You know, that's the way to go. I mean, you get a lot of this, a lot of these foods that, you know, they use for people who are, sensitive to gluten and stuff. And they use, for example, rice powder instead of, something that has, wheat gluten or whatever. And you find that the rice powder is heavy in arsenic, you know. And then you think, okay, is this really healthy? What you're saying is actually really healthy. We need more people to put out these kind of recipes.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm a little at a time. I do these kind of recipes. I have other recipes up there that are kind of innovative like this. The interesting thing about flours in general, we did a show a couple years ago. They're called acellular carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. When you take a complex carbohydrate and grind it up into a flour and turn it into an acellular carbohydrate, it actually feeds the bad bacteria in your gut. That's why
Great.
People eat high flour diets, whether it's rice flour, you pick the source du jour today that's trying to replace wheat, and, of course, wheat flour. The nature of processing makes it bad for you because it is an acellular carbohydrate.
That's interesting because the microbiota is so important. The microbiota-host interactions are extremely complex. As a matter of fact, something just came out the other day saying that the microbiota actually is antagonistic in many ways to the host and what the host is trying to attempt as far as energy levels,
right,
like a cancer, et cetera, various diseases. So, you know, we don't know enough about everything about the microbiota, obviously, but we will. You know, over the next 10 years or so, it'll be, you know, we'll have more information, we'll be able to make, you know, better choices, et cetera. But, you know, a lot of these microbiota isn't all friendly. Everybody thinks the microbiota, you know, we're going to feed it with probiotics, we're going to do this, we're going to change it. Do you know what? Eventually, the microbiota is a result of your genetic, epigenetic genome over the years, you know, going back to your grandfather. And so it's difficult to change because people try to make changes, and then when they go back to the regular diet, the microbiota comes back as the way they had it. It's almost like it's attached to them.
Yes, it is.
We'll do a show on that.
Yeah,
there's a lot of information.
So let's talk about supplements. We love supplements. Mauro, I love supplements. I feel like I have magic in a bottle when I buy a supplement that claims to do something. But not all supplements are effective. And as the name implies, it's a supplement. It's not supposed to replace all the good things in your diet. It's supposed to enhance, right?
Exactly. Well, you know, actually, almost 4 decades ago, I made up a pipeline. And in that pipeline, basically, I put lifestyle, training, diet, and then nutritional supplements. And what I said is, you've got to flow through this pipeline. If you squeeze one of those, you're not going to get the results you want. So if your lifestyle is crummy, you know, you're smoking, partying, drinking, not eating good, on a consistent basis, or if your training is lousy, you know, you're just doing, you know, just for the sake of doing something,
mm-hmm.
Slow aerobics or, you know, light weights and stuff like that, and not doing much of it. And if your diet is crummy, you know, your junk food, buying things with a lot of sugar, et cetera, then nutrition supplements aren't going to make much of a difference. But if you've got those three in line, then nutritional supplements is the fourth sort of component to this pipeline. And that was like 40 years ago. And it still stands today, you know. I mean, you want to constrict, for example, if you don't get enough sleep, you don't recover properly, et cetera. So that goes into lifestyle and training. And that nutritional supplements, again, if you screw those up, you're not going to get a heck of a lot from nutritional supplements. The other thing, too, is your genetic, epigenetic makeup. Some people are more susceptible or get better results from some nutritional supplements than others. For example, they're taking something that boosts testosterone. I've had over 30 years' experience of trying to boost testosterone endogenously, and I find that some people are very receptive to it. They'll go from even a low normal level to a midline, and some people, it does very little. So it's so important. There was something that just came out the other day about fish. There's a certain type of fish that actually propagates by cloning. So the exact genome is the same. Yeah, I can give you the name, but I'd have to look it up. But the interesting thing about this is they had two fish from the same mother with the exact same DNA. They separated them into two separate tanks under as identical conditions as they could do, and after a certain number of weeks, the personalities were totally different for the two fish.
Even though they share the same genome. That's interesting.
Same genome. So, you know, the epigenetic changes might be minor, might be major. You know, if you take it from quantum mechanics, you know, I mean, the probability of things happening are, we really don't know. You know, I mean, an electron could be here one second, you don't know where the hell it is the next second.
Right.
You know? Take that into the larger scale. You know, we really don't know enough to be able to predict what's going to happen under certain circumstances. Even with the same genomic makeup and the environment being almost identical, you still get a lot of changes in that duality, you know? You see that in twins, of course.
Yes, you know, I love twin studies.
Even when they live together.
I love twin studies.
Twin studies are great. But on the other hand, you know, there are changes that take place even when the blastocyst, you know, when the primary cell of the sperm and the ovum get together and divides into two, there are changes that take place between those two. So they may be minor, but as life goes on, they become more major. So you get one twin who's, let's say they're both 30 years old, you know, one is fit, et cetera, the other one's 50 pounds overweight, you know. One balds, the other one doesn't, you know. So there's so many changes that can take place. Fascinating stuff, but very complex.
Well, and to kind of loop this all together with a supplement and microbes are a result of your lifestyle.
Yes.
Some of the early research
of your grandparents too.
Yes. Well, two things I want to contribute to the discussion. Number one, when we talk about L-carnitine and it's linked to TMAO, we find that is selectively occurs based on a person's gut microbes.
There's no doubt about that. It's TMAO. And the other thing too is I'm not so sure that they have a consistent evidence about TMAO being cardiovascular unfriendly, so to speak.
Right.
You know? Trouble research, and this is even research about antioxidants and the effect on performance, for example, how it can be counterproductive, and we can talk about that. But the research is under certain specific, very narrow circumstances. So, for example, if you test people with antioxidants and you know, they're either elite athletes or athletes or just people that have started exercising, and you see that after use of antioxidants, certain parameters are decreased that would increase muscle hypertrophy and increase endurance. What about long term? Take it over a year. What's
right.
happening over a year? Are you getting, you know, less injuries? Are you getting micro damage that accumulates over time that causes fibrosis, actually decreases muscle strength? So you have to be very careful about studies, especially the short-term ones. There's very few long-term studies. Nobody's gonna stick on a program for and do a research on one over 2 years, for example.
Right.
See just what the results are going to be. And this happens with nutritional supplements. So people get turned off, for example, antioxidants, when in fact, and this is something I try and do. I try and make my supplements like foods. I mean, there's no food that has just one ingredient. I mean, you take any fruit, you take any vegetable, et cetera, there's multiple ingredients, and they all work together to either give a beneficial effect or, in the case of, you know, sugar-laden junk food, harmful effects. So you have to be very careful about the research and what it says, and then the media picks it up and exaggerates it, and it goes Hollywood, and people start believing it. So you really have to be careful with nutritional supplements and what they can and can't do. L-carnitine is a perfect example. L-carnitine is much more than just getting the acyl units, fatty acid units, into the mitochondria. It actually is just as important to get those units out of the mitochondria when it's overloaded, because it can cause mitochondrial dysfunction.
Right.
So L-carnitine has several effects that are very important in the body, and you just can't look at this garbage research about the choline and L-carnitine and everything causing adverse side effects.
Oh, by the way, acetyl L-carnitine, for those of you who like to go out and drink once in a while, if you take anywhere from 1 to 2 grams of acetyl L-carnitine prior to going out and drinking, you won't have a hangover the next day, because acetyl L-carnitine has the ability to take the metabolite of alcohol that is linked to toxicity, but more importantly, the development of cancer, and bind to it and bring it out of the body. People who take 1 to 2 grams of acetyl L-carnitine before going out drinking the next morning, they go, I can't believe it, I'm not hungover.
Yeah, it's interesting about that, because, you know, as you know, degradation of alcohol goes from the alcohol to a substance that's
acetyl L-carnitine binds to acetylaldehyde. And brings takes it out of the system, so it protects the body. Even though the desired effect is, I don't want to feel lousy tomorrow. The reason you don't feel lousy is because the acetyl L-carnitine binds to the acetylaldehyde and gets it out of the system before it could do any damage. And let's not forget, acetyl L-carnitine crosses the blood-brain barrier, so it's doing it in the brain as well, where you experience the hangover.
Yeah, and people don't understand either that the acetyl L-carnitine and carnitine are interchangeable.
Right.
One forms the other. So
yeah, they go back and forth, don't they?
They go back and forth. Yeah. So you just use the L-carnitine, for example, for its other purposes, you also get the effects of acetyl L-carnitine. You know, they did a study, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago, where they found that a combination of choline and acetyl L-carnitine and I can't remember the third one, had really beneficial effect on cognition, anti-aging, as far as the central nervous system, the brain. So, you know, there's a lot of effects here. What I'm doing now, actually, is I'm taking individual components and working up something that will be published by the journals. And also then combination of components, because combinations, they can act synergistically, additively, or they can be counterproductive, depending on how they work together. I mentioned before about the foods. I mean, foods are composed of who knows how many nutrients, you know,
right.
Thousands sometimes, certainly dozens. And to make a supplement where you take all the... A supplement can be a superfood if it's done properly.
Right.
This is what I try and do with mine. Anyways... You know, and you mentioned the alcohol, and this goes in with the ketones. I mean, the ketones are now becoming a fad, and I'll tell you why they shouldn't be. But the alcohol eventually goes down to acetate. I mean, acetyl-CoA is like the metabolic hub of metabolism in both in the cytoplasm of cells and in the mitochondria of cells. I mean, the amino acids can go to acetyl-CoA as they can the ketones, which is goes through acetoacetate and then acetyl-CoA formation. Fats, for example, through L-carnitine goes in, breaks it down. Beta oxidation basically is breaking down the longer fat units into 2 carbon units, which again produces acetate and, you know, combines with CoA. This is a hub for the energy production, for the production of DNA, RNA, ATP, energy, you know, as far as the energy level part, and all kinds of things in the body, protein synthesis. It's unbelievable. But,
trying to nail that down
is difficult.
I want to take a break, and when we come back, I'd like to talk about supplements specifically. But here's how I'd like to do it. I'd like you to give us your top-line supplements and explain what they're good for. Are they health and body composition? Are they just mental and physical performance? Are they all? So let's do it that way. Let's get Mauro's top line of the most important supplements and what they contribute to on the scale of health, body composition, mental, and physical performance. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
All right. Yep. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
You Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Cre-Alkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoCana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoCana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Mauro DiPasquale. We're going to unlock his favorite supplements now and what they do for the body, whether they are to promote health, body recomposition, mental and physical performance. What's number one on your list, Mauro?
Well, it's pretty hard. Pretty hard to say. I mean, there's so many. I'd probably have to pick vitamin D as number one. Only because there's so many people that are deficient in it. Even people where there's a lot of sun, because they cover up and, you know, they use sunscreen, et cetera, they're usually low on vitamin D. Now, vitamin D has multiple effects on the body. It affects protein synthesis. It affects the antioxidant systems in the body. Body composition effects. I mean, it's an overall, as you know, vitamin D is really a hormone anyways. I don't know if people are aware of that. So, you know, it's been called a vitamin, of course, but it has all these hormonal effects on the body. It actually
It comes from cholesterol, and it comes from cholesterol, like other sex steroids. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and people don't. I think vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin E. They're all the same.
In fact, you should never go get blood work done after laying out at the beach for the weekend, because your cholesterol levels will be inherently higher, because your body produces seven keto cholesterol in the skin in response to sunlight. So for days after, your cholesterol levels will be high, but it's not a bad thing. It's not like, oh my God, my cholesterol's high. No, your body is doing something it's supposed to do.
Yeah, don't get me started on cholesterol.
I know. I actually had someone come in to me this morning. A doctor wants to put somebody on cholesterol meds if their cholesterol is 260. That's just silly. But that's another story. But Mauro, interestingly enough, a lot of the research done on vitamin D is extrapolated from populations that undergo a great deal of sun exposure. And they have lower arteriosclerotic plaque, they have lower heart disease, they have lower rates of cancer. And we don't see that effect translate to orally administered vitamin D. I'm starting to think, Mauro, that the melanocortin system, which is activated under sunlight, has a lot of the benefits that we assign to vitamin D is actually the reason for them.
I think it's a combination. You're right. I think getting vitamin E naturally, and forgetting all this crap about the, pardon the language, all this crap about it being, producing melanomas and other skin cancers, et cetera. If you're careful and you don't burn every time you go out, you're not going to develop any real problems. What you're going to get is the benefits of the vitamin D. But I think the people, for example, even people in the Middle East, the Middle East gets a lot of sun, but it's very hot. They're always covered up. If you check their vitamin D levels, they're almost always low, and I've checked several dozen people from that area, and they're all deficient. I'm not talking about slightly deficient. I'm talking about major deficiencies.
Right.
And in those cases, I do both. I'd say, look, first of all, you've got to get more sun.
Right.
It's hard to get more sun when it's 120 degrees out, 140 degrees.
Yeah, but if it's 120 degrees, you may only need a half a dozen 10-minute intervals throughout the week.
And it depends on the time, time of year, of course, too. Those are close to the equator, and it doesn't matter where the sun north or south goes, you're still going to get appreciable amounts. Now, if you live up in Alaska, then maybe not. In the wintertime, you're not going to get much of an effect from the sun. And people, I tell them both. I tell them, first of all, you need to get more sun. Number two, we're going to check your levels. Let's see where you are. And I also, prescribe or recommend to take vitamin D supplements. Usually, the whole thing about 400 units, 800 units, and all this kind of stuff, really what I do is I usually put them on 5,000 a day.
I take I'm dark-skinned. If you're light-skinned and dark-skinned, you metabolize vitamin D differently.
Yeah.
So a Scandinavian guy could take 2,000 IUs of vitamin D and end up with 25 hydroxy levels at 56. I have to take 20,000 IUs of vitamin D a day just to stay above 60 nanograms.
Yeah, I'm dark skinned too. And the other thing too is, of course, the more tan you have,
the less D you produce in the sun, right?
Need.
Right, because from an evolutionary perspective, it was a protective mechanism. If you were staying out in the sun all the time, from an evolutionary perspective, you develop more melanin, but that also kept you from overproducing vitamin D in the skin, so it was a protective mechanism.
Yep. Oh, by the way, here's one thing: if you're bald, you get more vitamin D.
That's true, right? It's a solar panel.
Just walking around, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, in my lack of hair, I get more sunburn. Well, I try not to, but I get more sunburn in my head than I get anywhere else.
Okay.
Anyways,
vitamin D. So vitamin D. Let's check off the list. It's good for health, right?
Okay.
Is it good for body composition?
Of course. It actually has an effect on normalizing testosterone levels. It has an effect on vitamin D almost has an effect on every thyroid, even on the growth hormone axis.
Mm-hmm.
Deficiencies show up when you do blood work on people that are vitamin D deficient. Actually, oftentimes the hemoglobin levels are low. They can be pre-diabetic, et cetera, et cetera. You normalize their vitamin D. Of course, put them on a decent diet, and all these things come back to normal.
Okay, so, I want to mention one other thing about vitamin D, and then I want to go to the next potential supplement, and that is, don't take vitamin D at night. It is a daytime hormone. It's not a nighttime hormone. Taking vitamin D late at night can actually disrupt sleep, the same way that taking melatonin as soon as you wake up in the morning is contrary to the way the body likes to work. So keep that in mind when you're taking vitamin D.
Actually, melatonin is very interesting because I actually use it in a pre-workout.
Really?
Because it has effect. Yeah. It has no effect on making you sleep or making you sleepy, but it has an effect on increasing GH and IGF-1.
Mm-hmm.
So melatonin is another complex one. But, you know, we can go on. I think melatonin is important. I think, taking it before bed in higher doses than your body would produce, I think that's beneficial. I think
yes.
It's an anti-aging. I think it has a plethora of effects.
Yeah.
Again, you know, I'm going to be covering in detail with all the research and extrapolating from the research each of these items as soon as my new cycle is online, which will be hopefully in a couple of weeks or so.
What's your next go-to? I know that you like amino acids, right? Let's want to talk about glutamine, glutamate, and AAKG.
Well, let's I'm just going to mention something like antioxidants. Right now, people are against using antioxidants because they feel they inhibit the endogenous production of glutathione and other catalase and other antioxidants that are in the body. But an antioxidant mix can actually, in the long term, be very beneficial. Not only that, but alpha-lipoic acid, resveratrol, and a number of other compounds that act as antioxidants increase endogenous antioxidant production. They're not just antioxidants that inhibit it. They actually increase the production of the natural antioxidants. So you have to be very careful about when people say, well, no, don't take antioxidants. There are antioxidants that are very useful. There's been a lot of studies that have blamed vitamin C and vitamin E as being not essential, and not only that, but counterproductive to body composition effects and performance effects from exercise. But they're looking at individuals. I mean, you remember the business about using beta carotene, and because people were using large dosages and just the one substance, it actually increased lung cancer in smokers.
I do remember that.
Remember
yes,
that?
Yes, yes, yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
So this is why one substance usually is not a good idea to take. Sometimes it is, but most of the time it isn't. It's better.
Well,
to
they don't occur in nature.
Like
they don't occur in nature that way.
Exactly.
See, we whenever we think we're smarter than nature, that's when we mess everything up.
You know, nature's had billions of years here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're not looking at like five year production. You know, this goes with the what we discussed last time about the substances they're using to testosterone derivatives. The compounds that don't have androgenic effects, are supposed to have anabolic effects, et cetera. You know, we don't have enough experience to use those compounds, whether they're estrogenic or whether they're androgenic or whatever they're supposed to have. You're going against nature there as well because, you know, we've been working on this for a hell of a long time. You know?
Yeah. Antioxidants are critical. And I think that antioxidants are one of those things that the dose should equal the oxidative stress. In other words, if you train hard,
oh, definitely.
If you exercise a lot, if you run a lot, if you walk a lot, if you're a very active person, you need more antioxidants to quench the hydrogen ions and oxidative stress in the body than a person who sits in front of a TV.
Well, couch potatoes don't need antioxidants, okay? Because they're down there, their endogenous antioxidant system is perverted anyways because they don't do anything. They don't have a lot of oxidative stress because they never get above. I don't even think they use. Do couch potatoes actually use oxygen?
Or do they use <That's>
anyways.
Funny. That's funny.
All right. going down the list, so to speak. Okay, the antioxidants. Multiple vitamin mineral. They've been kind of something a lot of people take.
Yeah.
And I think it's important. I think it's important that you take even large amounts, for example, B vitamins. There was a study that just came out that showed that large amounts of certain B vitamins and resveratrol and the essential fatty acids all have a beneficial effect against air pollution.
Mm-hmm.
So it counteracts some of the adverse effects that we get from air pollution, especially from motor vehicles. If you live close, for example, to a heavily traveled road or highways, you're going to get a lot of particulate and gaseous air pollution. Those substances have been shown, and just recently, that they do alleviate a lot of the side effects that air pollution has. And air pollution, of course, affects all the whole body. I mean, besides increasing stress in the body.
Interestingly enough, the government has known about this for decades. The closer you live to a major thoroughfare or highway, the higher your risk of developing a variety of diseases, including heart failure, heart disease, what we used to call, stiffness, arterial stiffness, dementia. The closer you live to a highway or major thoroughfare, the more likely you are to get one of those diseases. Interestingly enough, no one talks about it. And you know why? Because no one would want to buy a house that backs up to a freeway if they knew this. We have to take a break, Mauro. I want to come back. I want to pick up on vitamin B for just a second because I want to talk about the potential. I have a theory about the outbreak of neuropathy. I think it's related to a B vitamin deficiency as a result of a skewed gut microbiome. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's GetCarbolin
LYN.com/CARBGUIDE.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Mauro DiPasquale. Mauro, plug your website, because a lot of the things you talk about are available at your website.
Yeah, unfortunately, the website I have now is kind of dysfunctional, but it's www.mauro, M-A-U-R-O, MD.com. The new website is going to have a lot more information. It's cutting edge. It's going to be, you know, have social networking and the whole thing. But the one I have now, it's been around for about 6 years, and they still haven't got it right. It's really a pain to work with. I haven't been upgrading it for a while because, it's just frustrating, and I just don't like frustration. So, but the new one is going to be up probably in about, the store will be up in a couple of weeks, and the whole site will probably be up within a month and a half. And people are going to get a lot more stuff. I'm going to write like 1,000 articles. I've got so many in my brain that I haven't been able to put online.
Yeah. So let's talk about a phenomenon that we see in our population and how I think it correlates to vitamin B deficiency. We have people today that are developing neuropathies that don't necessarily have high blood sugar. And this is becoming commonplace, right? They're not diabetic, but yet they have tingling and numbness in the hands, feet, and sometimes face. And when you start looking at the symptomology of this tingling, numbness, or you feel like there's worms crawling underneath your skin, it comes back to B12, B6, and a couple of the B vitamins that can actually precipitate this through a neurodegenerative process when you're deficient. But people seem to be taking B vitamins in supplements. So what's going wrong? And what I've discovered is when your gut microbes are skewed, and you don't have specific types of microbes in your gut, you don't absorb the B. It just passes through you. What are your thoughts on that, Mauro?
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, we mentioned this earlier. The microbiome can be beneficial or it can be harmful, depending on the makeup of the microbiome. I think if the and this just doesn't hold for the B vitamins, and you're right about that. You know, the neuropathies are common in B vitamin deficiencies, B12, B6, folic acid, et cetera, cause all kinds of problems in those deficiencies. And if your microbiome is such that it's counterproductive for the absorption of the B vitamins, you're going to develop all these things, even though you're taking huge amounts.
Right.
You could be taking 1 gram of methylcobalamin, and which is the preferred form of vitamin B12, and not get very much in the body at all.
So what do you think about injectable B12? What about injectable B-complexes? Does this circumvent that lack of absorption?
Okay, let me tell you something. Over 30 years ago, we were using injectable vitamins and include the B vitamins, et cetera. So it's not a new thing. It's like the ketones, you know. Well, we used ketones back in the 1970s. And found that really using ketones, and if you want, we can discuss this in more detail, using ketones were actually counterproductive to the actual diet that I had, the phase shift diets, because they actually kind of sabotaged the real effect you want from a low-carb diet. But anyways, I agree with you completely about the microbiome and the vitamins. I think that having a really healthy diet, and there are some substances that increase the absorption of the vitamins. Piperine,
right from black pepper.
Yeah, that helps the absorption of a lot of different compounds. I use it in just about all of my supplements.
Which I wonder if just peppering your food more with black pepper would help that effect.
That too.
Yeah,
I do that too. But a lot of people don't. A lot of people. You know, I use, for example, I'll have an avocado at night with olive oil
mm-hmm,
and pepper.
I put the olive oil right in the hole that the seed leaves behind.
Exactly.
Yep, I did the same thing.
And it works really great because you always get some olive oil with the avocado. The avocado's got really good fats. It's got a lot of good things going for it. So, by the way, as more people eat it, it becomes more expensive. I used to be able to buy it for like 50 cents.
I know.
Sometimes they're $2 each.
Yeah, but they don't have to be they don't have to be organic because of the shell. They don't. It's not a sprayed crop at all. But
exactly.
Anyway, I don't want to run out of time here. We've covered some supplements, vitamin D, multivitamin, especially B, multimineral. What's a magic supplement to you? What's one that you go, wow, this is really amazing?
Okay, this is going to shock a lot of people, but obviously protein and amino acids are really important.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the effects of leucine on protein synthesis, hypertrophy. You look at it. Of course, you need the other branch chain amino acids with leucine, because otherwise leucine isn't as effective. People don't know that. They think they're just going to, take a lot of leucine, but they're going to forget the actual leucine and valine. That's counterproductive, even though you need lesser of those too. So you've got the amino acids. Glutamine is probably the most misunderstood amino acid. I think it's probably, if not the most important, pretty near the top as far as importance. And they have a lot of misconceptions about the effects of leucine. The effects of glutamine.
Right.
Glutamine actually is a multi-purpose tool. It does so many things, and taking it has been sort of villainized to a certain extent. One of the reasons it's been villainized is because, of course, glutamine has two amino groups. So as you degrade it to glutamate and then to alpha-ketoglutarate, and I don't know if we should go into this because it's pretty complex. It involves the citric acid cycle and formation of ATP eventually. But the glutamine, obviously, as it's degraded down to other substances, glutamate, which is used, for example, in the central nervous system for neurotransmission, it's used in the body for energy. Glutamine is a preferred energy for the gastrointestinal tract. And actually, believe it or not, it can be preferred energy along with ketones, glucose, and lactate for the central nervous system.
Lactate, pyruvate, glutamate, glutamine.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, you don't get a lot of pyruvate. Well, actually, if you go into the brain, there's an astrocyte neuron connection. In other words, astrocytes were thought to be just kind of fiber tissue in the brain. Of course, people, when they say something like that, it's an insult to our evolution.
Right.
But astrocytes, for example, will produce lactate. Lactate is shunted on. The astrocytes will produce lactate. The lactate is shunted to the neurons, and the neurons use it for energy. So, and also lactate does cross the blood-brain barrier as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you have lactate, you have the ketone bodies, obviously, which we can talk about as to why the use of exogenous ketones is not a good idea. And then you have, of course, glucose. But glutamine is also a factor. Now, the thing with glutamine is that everybody thinks because it's degraded and NH3 units, ammonia, is produced each time it goes through the degradation to glutamate, to alpha-ketoglutarate. I should say, metabolism. They think the ammonia accumulates in the body and causes hyperammonia, which decreases exercise performance and has adverse effects on body composition and cognition and health, et cetera.
It's hepatotoxic and hepatostressful. It hurts the liver. Okay. Where does the ammonia come from then if it's not from the glutamine?
Well, the ammonia comes from the breakdown of nucleic acids, DNA, also the breakdown of ATP, comes from various sources. And actually, when you introduce exogenous glutamine into the body, it does increase the production of ammonia. But the interesting thing about it is that this ammonia can act as a buffer against acid buildup when you're working out. So actually it increases endurance.
Wow. Almost like beta alanine does. It quenches the hydrogen ions.
It does. And of course lactate does the same thing. People have misconceptions about lactate as well. It's when you go down to glycolysis, you take sugar or starch or glycogen, and you break it down into pyruvate. It goes through a number of steps. And then if there isn't enough oxygen, rather than going into what's the Krebs cycle or the TCA cycle to make large amounts of ATP, the glycolysis makes very fast amounts of ATP, but only small amounts. And as it's overwhelmed, and it can't go into the Krebs cycle, TCA cycle, different names for the cycle, then it goes into lactate. Now, it's lactate that's produced, not lactic acid. People think lactate is counterproductive because it increases the hydrogen ions in the body, decreases the pH, and thus has an effect on fatigue and decreasing exercise performance. Actually, lactate eats up a hydrogen ion.
Mm.
So it's actually productive for that. It can produce also lactic acid by eating up another hydrogen ion, and lactic acid then goes into the kidney. The kidney actually separates the hydrogen ions, attaches to something else and excretes it, and then releases lactate again, which can be used by the liver to produce glucose, which is released into the circulation. So glutamine is very interesting because when it's metabolized to glutamate, one of those is an ammonia ion that's given off. This goes to the kidney. The kidney couples it with an H+, which is your acidic thing, and excretes it. Okay? So you've got something which actually decreases the acidosis in your body, and therefore you can work out longer. Now,
this is completely misunderstood. This is
it's completely misunderstood.
Yeah.
And lactate is completely misunderstood. This is
so. Two questions: should I be supplementing with glutamine, or should I be satisfied with the glutamine that I'm getting from the high quality proteins I'm eating? And if I was going to supplement, should I just go right to the AAKG?
Okay, well, it depends. Okay, and again, it's not a simple answer. First of all, the best glutamines to use are both the L-glutamine, the free amino acid, and the glutamine peptides, which are mostly, hopefully, a di or tri or even small polypeptides. Now, there's transporters that in the gastrointestinal system which preferentially increase the absorption of glutamine peptides over the free-form L-glutamine. But studies have also shown the combination actually works very well. When you take a protein that has L-glutamine in it, for example, whey protein or any of the milk proteins or any of the high-quality proteins, the L-glutamine is released, but it's a much slower release.
Mm-hmm.
So ideal thing is to use all three. So you have the immediate release, you have sort of a slightly delayed release, and then you have a long-term release. And what happens with this is the glutamine is used as an energy source preferentially by a lot of systems in the body. And it has sparing effects. For example, if you want to increase gluconeogenesis in the liver, then you have to start breaking down muscle protein, okay, in order to get the glucose that the body needs for certain things. For example, red blood cells have to have glucose. They don't have a TCA cycle.
Right.
They can't produce large amounts of ATP through the anaerobic, the aerobic process and you know, the whole, you know, I don't want to go into too much complexity. But so certain parts of the body do need glucose. One of the ways of doing it, of course, is through gluconeogenesis. Glutamine goes through the cycle. Remember I mentioned about the importance of the citric acid cycle?
Yes.
And
yes.
The acetyl-CoA? A lot of amino acids, for example, will form components of the citric acid cycle. Think of it as a wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a whole bunch of different substances in this wheel. As the wheel turns faster and faster, as long as there's oxygen present, you're going to get more ATP, and that's going to affect your exercise endurance. It's going to affect the ability, your strength. It's going to affect the body composition, obviously performance, etc. And there are certain amino acids, for example, that feed right into the Krebs cycle to increase the flux or the turning of the wheel, so to speak. And if you take glutamine, is translated to glutamate, which is translated to alpha-ketoglutarate, and that's one of the key components
right.
in the Krebs TCA cycle. Should you take alpha-ketoglutarate? Well, it depends. Maybe the best combination would be to take glutamate, and alpha-ketoglutarate.
You know where you can get a lot of glutamate from? In its natural state, Parmesan cheese.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Enzymatic process of making Parmesan cheese turns the glutamine in the dairy into glutamate. And in fact,
yes, I know that. Yeah.
If you eat too much Parmesan cheese before bed, you will not go to sleep. I guarantee it.
because of the, well, of course, you know, it stimulates the whole energy.
It's an excitatory. It's an excitatory nutrient.
A neurotransmitter.
Yeah. So exactly. I mean, if you want to stay awake, eat 3 or 4 ounces of Parmesan cheese and watch what happens. Watch what happens.
No, there's no doubt about that. I mean, the glutamine, glutamate, alpha-ketoglutarate are essential for performance, body composition. It also affects anti-aging. It has effects on you know, what I call the anabolic span, which mm-hmm. means not just the health span or the lifespan, but the time in your life when you're vigorous still, you're still strong, you're still able to do everything you want to do, but you're at an advanced age.
Right.
You know? So you know, health span's not enough for me.
We have to do a separate show on the using the anabolic index, I'd like to call it, for longevity and health, because this is something that the mainstream medical orthodoxy does not understand, and they're really failing their patients by not understanding this. I spent some time this weekend with people that I know that I haven't seen in 10 years, and they mm-hmm. are my age, and they have aged. I mean, I my son graduated this weekend, and I was bounding up and down the stairs at the Vieja Arena in San Diego, two steps mm-hmm. at a time, and these other people who were my age literally were shuffling. We had to keep slowing down to wait for them to catch up, and there's a direct correlation. By the way, there was a study done about 6 years ago that directly correlates your probability of dying within the next 5 years and how fast you walk.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. I've seen that, actually. And there's been recent studies on approximating that as well. You know, grip strength, a whole bunch of things that really are premonitions for aging.
Yes.
Early aging and dysfunction, sarcopenia even, you know, where you lose muscle mass fairly rapidly. And at that point, you know, unless you've done something, you know, people that work out heavily in their middle ages do much better as they get older than people that don't. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of information on that. But I actually coined the term anabolone, an anabolic span.
Mm, I like that.
Exactly. And I have the sites. I've got the domains for those, and I intend to expand on them on my main site and also on peripheral sites. But this is something we can talk about. We can talk about the anabolic span.
I want to do a show just specifically on the anabolic index of looking at people. If you are still growing, if you're still able to trigger protein synthesis, the body appears to be healthy, and it appears to be able to overcome. Let's say you're still in the growing mode. The other side of the hill is the dying mode. So as soon as you stop being able to recover from workouts, and this is why I got to tell you something. 50, 75, 100 years from now, anabolic steroids, not some of the more obscure ones, but testosterone, maybe DECA, and even things like Masteron, which is a DHT. I predict that years from now, these will be true anti-aging drugs, because they're going to understand that as long as this, you can recover from that workout, build more muscle, you will live. You will live.
There's no doubt about that. Actually, the anabolic index that you're talking about goes in perfectly with the anabolone, which basically is all of the things that go on in the body that produce an anabolic effect that increases your anabolic span, as I mentioned. So, yeah, we're talking about the same thing, basically. And this would cover a whole show, no problem.
So I want everybody to go to MauroMD, MauroMD.com, and navigate it, regardless of how difficult it is to navigate, and check out some of Mauro's supplements. They're always formulated with the most current ingredients. As the science changes, so does Mauro's formulation. So you don't have to worry about, oh, well, this is old. No, it's not old, because anything new is already in there. Go to MauroMD.com and check it out. Mauro, we'll get back on the air relatively soon and talk about the anabolic index and the anabolome, okay?
Yeah. Let me just tell you, people, if people use the superhuman rate SHR25, they'll get 25% off everything off my
Wow. site. That's a deep discount. Thank you. That's very generous of you. Thank you, Mauro.
No problem at all.
And talk to you soon. And let me know how that pizza tastes.
Oh, I will. Don't worry. We're going to try that tonight.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay. Take care. Bye. All right, bye-bye.
We're going to have one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about something that desperately needs to be talked about. I love when people say, but I eat healthy. Really? We'll be right back.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more. You can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Oh, one of my greatest frustrations is the word healthy as it applies to dietary templates today. Everybody thinks they eat healthy, but do they really? This is a brilliant book by Dr. Stephen Gundry. How are you doing, Dr. Gundry?
Great. Thanks for having me, Carl.
My pleasure. The Plant Paradox, the hidden dangers in quote-unquote healthy foods that cause disease and weight gain. So I have to believe that this book arose out of your frustration about what we are told by the mainstream media and even medical orthodoxy and dietitians that is healthy, and what is actually really healthy for the human condition. Did you just get frustrated and think, I've got to write this book?
Yeah, I really did. And in fact, this book has almost its genesis in my own health. I was a professor and chairman at Loma Linda University of Heart Surgery, and I was running 30 miles a week. I was going to the gym 1 hour a day. I was eating a healthy, low-fat vegetarian diet.
Bingo.
But I was 70 pounds overweight. I was a Clydesdale runner. I had arthritis, high blood pressure, pre-diabetes. I had migraine headaches and high cholesterol. And I'm going, oh, wait a minute, I'm eating so healthy. What's wrong with me? And, you know, all my colleagues said, well, this is genetic. Your dad, gave this to you. Nothing you can do about it. And then I met a guy who I talk about in both of my books called Big Ed, who cleaned out his coronary arteries by changing his diet and going to a health food store and taking a bunch of supplements, which at that time I thought made expensive urine.
Yeah, right.
I really did. Yeah. And so,
do they actually teach you that saying in medical school? Because I know many doctors that say that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, medical students get 2 hours of nutrition, and it's actually the entire thing can be summarized is there are fats, there are carbohydrates, and there are proteins, which are amino acids, and that's all you need to know. And have a nice day. And interestingly, a lot of the federal government's guidelines of normal levels of vitamins were based on a 1920 study of college students in New York City, where they took their blood and analyzed, okay, how much B12 is in this guy, how much vitamin C is in this guy, and that must be normal. And so that's actually stuck ever since then. So normal is not necessarily optimal.
Right.
And one of the things that's been amazing is most people don't have optimal levels of, for instance, vitamins in their body.
Right.
But, yeah, so I actually went back to my college thesis at Yale in human evolutionary biology, and I put myself on a diet I described for my thesis. And I lost 70 pounds, and I've kept it off for 17 years, and my high cholesterol and my high blood pressure went away, my prediabetes went away, my arthritis went away, my migraines went away. And so I started teaching people that I operated on at Loma Linda how to do this, and their results were identical. So after about a year of doing this at Loma Linda, I looked at in the mirror one day and said, you know, I can teach people how to reverse disease and not operate on them. And my wife still calls it Black Friday because you make a lot more money as a heart surgeon than teaching people how to eat.
But yes.
Never regretted it. And because I've been a researcher all my life, when I set up my institute, I decided to study the patients who came to see me with very sophisticated blood tests every 3 months. And I could tell exactly when a food was making inflammation or that they were reacting to it,
mm-hmm.
and how taking that food away could improve them, or whether a supplement was actually having an effect that I, you know, conjectured. And so if you see the dedication to my book, which is actually startling, I think, for a physician to write such a thing, it's everything contained in this book I either learned from you or discovered because of your willingness to join me in this journey. You know, if people see me, it's because I stand on your very tall shoulders.
That's
beautiful. I really mean that.
That is so beautiful. I, you know what? I love that because it's true. And it's so hard for most physicians to admit that the word practicing medicine implies we're still learning. But they have, but part of this is the patient. I have to say that part of this is the patient's fault because the patient wants the doctor to tell them definitively what is wrong and what should I do. And when a physician looks back at them and says it may be different for you than the other patient, they don't like that. So some of this really rests in how patients see their doctors. But I want to ask you a couple questions. So I'll be 59 in June. I remember the 70s when fat became bad. Now we're here today, and we realize, oops, we got that wrong. We're about to embark on a new dietary mistake, and that is the vegan agenda, which is scary to me because I feel that the vegan agenda has the ability to cause some really harmful nutrient-deficient-driven diseases in our population. Your book kind of flies in the face of what's going on right now.
Yeah, you know, I because I came from Loma Linda, which is a Seventh-day Adventist vegetarian institution, I was surrounded with vegetarians and vegans, and I continue to have a large number of vegetarians and vegans in my practice. And sadly, with the modern vegan diet, as it's construed, they are some of the most unhealthy people I see because, quite frankly, an American vegan in general is a grain and bean pastatarian,
Bam.
As I call them.
Damn. I mean, they feel that as long as I am not eating animal or animal byproducts, I'm okay, which is really the wrong way to look at it entirely, because they feel that they can eat waffles and cookies and it's vegan. It's okay.
Yeah, and even gluten-free vegans don't realize that the gluten-free foods that they're eating are actually full of these other plant compounds called lectins. And one of the things I try to get vegans to understand is that 10,000 years ago, before agriculture started, the human, modern human, stood 6 feet tall and had a brain that's 15% bigger than it is today. And within 2,000 years of agriculture, we had shrunk to 4'10", all because of the lectins in grains and beans.
Right.
And one of the other interesting things is Asians, up until the last generation, which ate a very heavily plant-based diet of rice and beans, these were very, very short people. And it's actually the plant compounds in lectins that were keeping them short.
Right.
They were keeping their predators small.
Yes, yes.
And it wasn't until we actually, you know, liberalized the Asian diet with some of our nasty Western foods that they've shot up like weeds because they haven't been eating these plant compounds.
So let's talk about lectins for a second. We've been talking about lectins on this show literally for 10 years. My first interview I had was with Sally Fallon from the Weston A. Price Foundation.
Yeah, sure.
I had, I can't think of her name now. It'll come to me in a second. It's an interesting name. But so what I have said to the audience over the years is plants can't fight, bite, or run. So through evolutionary selection pressure, they have increased the concentration of things that could be considered anti-nutrients to natural predators of these plants. For instance, I argue that soy is not manna from heaven, but instead the phytoestrogens were designed to throw off the mating cycle of anything that ate it and eventually wipe itself off the mat if they ate it the map if they ate it long enough. Lectins are these kind of anti-nutrients as well, are they not?
Yeah, they are absolutely the way the plant basically biohacks its predator. And lectins are actually designed to break through the wall of the gut. And the longer I've been doing this now, the more I'm convinced that lectins underlie almost all of our current human diseases, including arthritis, including neuropathy, including dementia, and heart disease. And you're right, the plants were here first. You know, they had it great before animals arrived because
right.
nobody wanted to eat them.
Right.
And because they can't run, hide, or fight, they use chemical warfare. And they're amazing chemists. So they use lectins to dissuade an animal from eating them or, more importantly, their seeds, their babies. And a smart animal that isn't feeling well or is not reproducing or is depressed says, you know, every time I eat these plants, I'm not doing very well, and I'm going to go eat something else. And the plant wins, and the animal wins, and everybody's happy, and then humans arrive. And as you and I know, humans are really stupid. So
yeah, because we'll keep eating something that doesn't make us feel good.
Yeah. And we'll take, you know, we'll take Advil or Aleve or an antidepressant or a Prozac or Nexium and keep eating this stuff. There's, you know, there's an old joke that I'm sure you're aware. The definition, you can locate an insane animal because only an insane animal would take a second bite of a jalapeno pepper.
Ah, that's good. I like that. That's really good. That's really, really good. So, and you know, Dr. Lauren Cordain came on this show many years ago when they discovered the peanut lectin actually caused inflammation in the intima of arteries, and they wrote that paper. But
that's exactly right.
But that it's not only about lectins. We did a show late last year about glycyrrhizin. So glycyrrhizin is one of these anti-nutrients, and interestingly enough, it is a terrible anti-nutrient because if mothers eat licorice, anything that has licorice in it, as little as 25 milligrams a day, glycyrrhizin successfully breaches the placental barrier, gets into the baby, and re-architects the brain. It actually causes babies to be born much less cognitively adept at handling their lives. So basically, it destroys the offspring of anything that preys upon it. So this is why this is such an important discussion right now, because we are about to embark on a whole new dietary paradigm where people are talking about eating a vegetarian diet exclusively. We have Jay-Z and Beyonce opening up vegan restaurants all over the country. There's this whole Meatless Monday movement, and we're about to really go down a whole new rabbit hole we don't understand. This book tells people that just because it's a plant doesn't mean it's good for you. This attitude that, oh, we have to shift to a more of a plant-based diet. Well, you know what? A poisonous nightshade is a plant, and a tomato is a cousin of it.
That's exactly right. In fact, I'll give you a great story speaking of Lauren Cordain, who is a friend of mine. Years ago, I was talking to him on the phone on a totally different subject, and I was telling him, I said, you know, I'm really into chia seeds now. They've got great omega-3s. And he said, don't you read the literature? And I said, you know I read the literature. He says, well, obviously you don't read it enough, because I'm going to send you two papers on email right now. Wait for them, because human studies show that chia seeds promote inflammation. And I said, no, come on, it can't be. And he said, here they are. And he sent them to me, and sure enough, he was right. And if you think about it, a chia seed is an American plant, and we're not from America. We're from Europe, Asia, or Africa. And we were never exposed to American plants until 500 years ago, and we have not evolved quickly enough to handle these things. Yeah, so chia seeds, amazing cause of inflammation that people just aren't aware of, and I actually thank Lauren Cordain in the book for exposing those to me.
So isn't it fair as a rule of thumb that since seeds carry genetic material, they are the most heavily protected by anti-nutrients? So anything from a quote-unquote seed, if you can drop it in the ground and it grows a whole new plant, we should not even be eating.
Yeah, you've got to be careful with it. And plants actually have a strategy. If they protect their seed with a hard coating that we can't digest, they actually want us to eat their seeds, because we'll walk off and deliver their seeds in our poop with a generous dollop of fertilizer. And we talk about that in the book, and that's actually why fruits attract animals. But what I call naked babies, the seeds of grasses, the seeds of beans, are actually designed to make you ill, because you're not supposed to eat them, and you're not supposed to carry them away.
Right.
So you have to understand how a plant thinks, and I've spent my career trying to figure out how they think, and thanks to my patients, I think I know quite a bit about them.
So I've been saying for the past 10 years that you don't really have to adopt a paleo diet. You have to adopt an ancestral diet where your genome evolved under those conditions, and the access to those foods is probably the diet that you're most suited for. Am I off base on that?
No, you're absolutely correct. And it's really important not only what our genes are adapted to, but more importantly, most of the genetic material in us is actually contained in the bacteria and viruses and worms that live in our gut and live in our skin. And 90% of all the cells that make us are actually non-human. And 99% of our genes are actually non-human. And I gave a lecture at Harvard and MIT last week to the wellness conference there that we've actually uploaded most of our genetic decision-making to the cloud, which contains our bacteria in our gut.
I like that.
You got that?
Yeah,
so,
I like that analogy. Very, very good.
Yeah, and so it's the bacteria and their genes, which are capable of changing and dividing rapidly, where all the decision-making is done. So we came from Africa, get over it, and up until 10,000 years ago, primarily we were eating leaves and we were eating tubers, and yes, we were eating some fatty animals, but we weren't feasting on mastodons every day of our lives. We subsisted like great apes on leaves, and tubers actually made us human because we could actually get nutrients out of tubers by cooking them. And we forget that the paleo diet, if it was supposed to be so good for us and be brain building, it turns out there aren't any big-brained animals out on the savanna that are carnivores. The big-brained animals in the world are actually aquatic animals, porpoises, whales, sea otters, elephants. Believe it or not, an elephant's an aquatic animal. His trunk was a snorkel. It wasn't for reaching leaves, but that's all another story. So as I talk about in the paleo diet was designed to make you an ancestor. And what I'm talking about is actually quite different than a paleo diet.
It's the ancestral diet. I want to take a quick commercial break. The book is called The Plant Paradox. It is a must read, folks, for a variety of reasons. If nothing else, to endorse what we believe in from years of discussion and scientific research, what we believe is the right way to eat. It's a fantastic book. You can get it at Amazon. I'm sorry. Yeah. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. And then also your website, Dr. Gundry, is
GundryMD.com.
So there you go. Go there. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish.
Vital Choice Sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Yo, mic check.
Welcome back.
Yeah, here you go.
The book is The Plant Paradox. It's a fantastic book. And it's really an important book at this moment in time with where we are going in this country. And quite frankly, I'm not opposed to vegetarian-type diets. I'm not opposed to, like, the Hunza. They eat a lacto-ovo-vegetarian diet. There are pesha vegetarians out there. But what I am afraid of is the nutrient deficiencies that will inhabit our population if they go strictly plant-based and nothing else. So you mentioned evolutionary medicine a moment ago, Dr. Gundry. Why aren't all physicians required to read a book like Dr. Daniel Lieberman's The Story of the Human Body? Shouldn't that be a prerequisite for medical school to understand our journey so that we can, when I look at disease states today and I apply evolution as a template over it, I can see why we're sick.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, medical schools are really funded by big pharma. And so, you know, doctors are taught that you're going to see a patient for 5 or 10 minutes and you're going to prescribe, you know, 7 different medications. And we're just not taught in the Hippocratic Oath what Hippocrates said, that the purpose of a physician was to actually remove the obstacles that were keeping a patient from healing himself. And that's what we should be doing, but that goes against big medicine. And
yeah.
It's like swimming upstream.
So I want to come back around about talk about something just for a moment that is indirectly part of this discussion, but it's not necessarily something we think about when we talk about diet. We evolved under sunlight. If you look at Dr. Daniel Lieberman's discussion about when we became bipeds, you know, and how sun affected us from that moment forward. And we know the beauty of vitamin D. I just had this discussion recently. I'm starting to think that the melanocortin system plays a larger role in the things that we attribute to the benefits of vitamin D. But one of those things, interestingly enough, is they did an experiment with melanotan 2, which stimulates the melanocortin system and makes people tan. It's a peptide.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they discovered was that it actually completely shuts down arterial inflammation and over short periods of time causes reabsorption of atherosclerotic plaque, which makes me think that our fear, our almost phobia of sun today, is part of the sick, dying phenotype issues that we see today. Do you have any opinions on sun? I know it's not something you eat, but I kind of feel like it's part of this discussion.
Well, you know, Dr. Hollick from Boston University, who's the foremost expert on vitamin D, actually was fired as a tenured professor for his views that we should all be getting sunlight every day, and he was in the Department of Dermatology. And you probably know the story that he actually sued and got his professorship back. But it shows you how entrenched, for instance, big medicine is in, for instance, you should have sunscreen. And in fact, we're designed to be out in the sun, and we're designed to interact with sunlight in important ways. And we're designed to get lots of sun in the summer, and we're actually designed to have it make us hungry. And then we're actually designed not to see sun in the winter, at which time we would live off our fat. And we talk about this in the book, where we have a beautiful circadian rhythm based on sunlight, and we've just completely lost touch with so much of what's natural.
Yeah. The book, again, is called The Plant Paradox, The Hidden Dangers in Healthy Foods That Cause Disease and Weight Gain. It's available at Barnes & Noble and barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, and also on the Good Doctor's website, Gundry, GUNDRYMD.com. I want to thank you so much. This book is so important right now, Dr. Gundry. I just hope that it keeps getting out there.
Well, you know, so far it's been on the New York Times bestseller list for several weeks now, and I think people are really reacting positively to it, and I'm thankful for everybody.
Well, I'm sure my audience is going to gobble it up. Thanks for being on the air today with me.
All right, thanks so much.
Take care. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I keep getting questions about what I'm doing to change my body composition. And I want to share a secret with you that I didn't think about until this morning when I was talking to Elisa, and I think you'll be shocked. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym?
You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Cana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So I've gotten quite a few messages, emails from different people wanting to know what I'm doing. Those of you who are Facebook friends of mine know that I posted a picture back on the 9th of this month, May 9th. With a before and after shot. On the left, I was 248 pounds, and that was on November 26th of 2016. And on May 9th, a very different looking 232 pounds. Clearly, a bit more muscle. My abs are showing now. It's quite a transformation. I didn't really put a lot of thought into it being a quote-unquote transformation. It's just what I do, right? I'm looking to get back in shape, and that's it. But I've gotten a lot of emails and a lot of messages from people, and thank you, saying, what are you doing? We want to know. Lay it out. You know, so I am going to do a show, if not next week, the week after, where the entire hour, I may even allow Elisa to interview me for this show to do a more thorough job than me just droning on, so that I can go over exactly what I have done. So Elisa and I were actually talking about this morning because a good friend of ours who strives to, quote-unquote, stay in shape. He runs a lot. I mean, that's, you know, he says he goes to the gym and lifts, and I don't doubt that I'm not doubting him, but I don't think he lifts the way we think of lifting in this audience. I think he probably gets on machines, and he probably is pressing the same amount of weight for the same amount of reps that he's done forever, and not challenging the body to any great degree. But he does run a lot, you know, 3, 4, 5 miles, probably 4 or 5 days a week, maybe more. And he's lost weight, but he's lost a ton of muscle. It's so obvious when I look at him, like his shoulders are gone. His shoulders are just rounded out, and there's no muscle left on his shoulders. He's just lost a ton of muscle. This is one of the biggest mistakes you can make once you're past 40. Because when you give up muscle, it's very, very hard to get it back. And muscle, as we just talked about earlier in the first hour with Dr. Marty Pasquale, the anabolic index may be a greater indicator of longevity and staving off disease than anything else. The fact that you can continue to build muscle means you are still young on a biological level. So Elisa and I were talking because I said, and you know what? In retrospect, I'm half full of baloney. We were sitting and we were eating and we were talking, and I said, my goal is to get down to like 5% body fat. And the truth of the matter is if I can hit 10 or 9, I'm going to be gold. I mean, I'm going to be really, you know, I'm going to be ripped. But I did say 5. And this good friend was talking to Elisa the other day and said, does Carl really think he can get down to 5% body fat at his age? Now, keep in mind, about 4 years ago, I had to go to a function. And I took, and I went, I was going to buy a tuxedo. And one of Elisa's friends said, I said, I think I'm just going to rent a tuxedo. I don't want to buy it because I'll outgrow it. And she thought I meant body fat. I says, no. I mean, you know, I continue to put on muscle as I get older. And she said to Elisa, tell him to just buy it. He doesn't have to worry about it. He's not, you can't put on muscle once you're old like him. Now, obviously, I've put on a lot of muscle just since that conversation over the past several years. But this assumption that just because you're older, you can't do it is a cop-out for people who just don't want to put the work in. So when Elisa and I were talking this morning about this idea of me doing an upcoming show, and maybe even that would lead to a blog post about what I'm doing at my age to get myself back in peak performing shape and put on muscle, not lose muscle, I said to her, don't forget, I haven't even started to do cardio yet. And she looked at me, she goes, oh my God, that's right. Like, so this transformation that I've got, by the way, when I was in San Diego with my son Chase, we trained at the World Gym in San Diego, which is a beautiful place. I got up on the scale, I was 228 pounds. So I'm now below 230 pounds. I haven't even added cardio into the mix yet. I'm not going to put cardio into the picture until I stop this progress. And then I'll start doing 20 minutes of cardio a morning. I've literally stopped all cardio. I haven't done cardio in quite a few months now. I just focus on these short, very intense, heavy workouts that are all under an hour, in most cases 40 to 45 minutes, where I'm really blasting and moving fast. I mean, I'm doing giant sets, 3 and 4 movement giant sets with heavy weight, multi-joint movements, 5 rounds of these, and then some touch-up moves. And I try to keep my giant sets to under 30 minutes, and most often I can do 28 to 24 minutes. The only exception to that is when I train legs, I will end up using up the whole 30 and sometimes 32 minutes to do all of my 4 movement giant sets. Yeah, I'm doing leg presses, leg curls, leg extensions, and hip thrusts in succession, and I need a little bit more rest in between on those. But by and large, I am doing these routines at the gym that are well under an hour in most cases. In some cases, for shoulders, I mean, I'm in and out of there in 28 minutes, 25 minutes. I mean, you know, how hard can you hit your shoulders? They're a small muscle group. But I have yet to add cardio into my routine. So all of a sudden, I'm thinking to myself, maybe I can get down to 6% body fat. If I milk what I'm doing now until it stops working, and then I start doing cardio, and I don't mean jumping in and doing 20 minutes of cardio a day, maybe 3 or 4 days a week, watch how that works for a few weeks. Then maybe adding another day in, watch how that works for a few weeks. It's quite plausible that I could get down to 5 or 6% body fat, given what I've done already without doing a single minute of cardio. So, not to breathe my own ether, but it is quite possible that I feel confident I'll be at 10% body fat. But it's quite possible that I could be at maybe 6 if I just keep doing this long enough and keep modifying it when it finally stops working. Right now, it hasn't stopped working. I continue to make progress just doing the training that I'm doing, eating the way I'm eating, and not doing any cardio. And I will continue to do that for as long as I can until I start to need cardio. So I just wanted to throw that out there, and I will be doing a show to address my training. And hopefully it'll turn into a blog and people can, you know, follow along. I keep meticulous records of my training. I not only track, you know, the normal stuff like reps and sets and time, but I track the previous night's sleep. And I look for different things in the day before that may have influenced that workout that morning. So I think it should be pretty interesting for people. And hopefully, you know, the guys out there who are in my age bracket, they'll see this as a possible routine of their own. Okay, that's all we've got for today. Tomorrow's Friday, and I'm off the air because we're not doing Casual Friday, but we will start doing Casual Friday again. Probably not this week, not next week, but the week after. Casual Friday will go back on the air, and it will be a Facebook Live event as well. So hopefully those of you who have been missing the show, we will be able to bring it back as quickly as possible. And I want to thank everybody for listening. Listen, I'm very thankful for those of you who listen to the show because you give me something to do. And I love doing this show. I really, really do. We'll see you Monday out of the gate with some great stuff. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio.